This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We in finance, we in health, like elderly people, or sick people, and you don't go visit them and give them money, it means you've got the relationship. So it's not just visit, it's even to spend money on them. If you are, okay, if you are financially all right. Like when you go visit your auntie, you give her some money. Yes, you give her money. That is sale of the money. It's not just visit her. Sometimes you go to the auntie to get money. That's the other way. Allahu Akbar. It should be the other way. If your auntie or uncle or somebody who is old and mean, not only you visit, take a gift and take some money with you. Why? Because they have rights with your money. Sadaqah must go always first to who? To the next of kin. And they have another relationship with you. So for example, if your auntie or uncle is old and weak and poor, you cannot just visit them. You have to also give them. Now, if you are poor, you still visit them. This is Silat al-Rahim. If you yourself poor, you cannot say, because I am poor, I cannot go visit. But they can go and visit. SubhanAllah. If you want Jannah, if you want paradise, you go. If you are serious about it. This is what it means, Silat al-Rahim. In hadith, al-Imam al-Tabarani, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, narrates the following hadith. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان له أقارب دعاء ولم يحسن إليهم ويصرف صدقته إلى غيرهم لم يقبل الله منه صدقته ولا ينظر إليه يوم القيامة. الله أكبر. رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام says in this hadith of Imam al-Tabarani that he who had very weak family members, weak, sick, elderly, handicapped, what have you, and he was not kind to them, and he did not visit them, and has donated his sadaqah to others, he did not give them, but he gave to others. He gave sadaqah, but not to them. Allah will not accept this sadaqah from him, and will not look at him from the end. You donated sadaqah, but not to your sick auntie, not to your poor uncle, not to your struggling nephew or cousin. You gave sadaqah, but not to them. This is what some Muslims do. The priority is to the next of kin. Please understand this. May Allah have mercy on you and me. Understand this and practice it. We are not just talking so that we know and then go out and then go. No. So every one of us says, inshallah, I will make sure this week, like this week, inshallah, I will visit someone very near, at least to Kuala Lumpur, wherever I am now, and take some of my salamah to him or her. This is what we need to do, all of us, inshallah. And then he said, the hadith continues, وَإِنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا وَصَلَ هُمْ. If he himself is poor, he should just visit them. وَصَلَ هُمْ بِزِيَارَتِهِمْ وَالتَّفَقُّدِ لِأَحْوَالِهِمْ. Alhamdulillah. Just look after them. Auntie, how are you? They know you're struggling. Don't worry. But visit them. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam in another hadith said, صِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ وَلَوْ بِالسَّلَامِ. What does that mean? Join your blood relationship, even if you have to say salam alaikum. You pass by your nephew's house, salam alaikum, how are you doing? Good, alhamdulillah, salam alaikum. That is still a good one. You pass by. Ah, Sheikh Zubayr, his wife said, Silat al-Rahim, no. Can I just say salam alaikum? That's not Silat al-Rahim. You have to go and visit them. Because like that, mashallah, everyone is not just he made salah to you. Now you go and say salah. There is hikmah, there is rahmah. Okay? In another hadith narrated by Imam al-Bazzar al-Tabarani and Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi, four great scholars of hadith narrate this following hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليصل رحمه. He who truly believes in Allah at the Day of Judgment, let him join his family. Visit the family. Man, there is still a family. This is the sign of iman in Allah and the Qiyamah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ليس الواصل بالمكافر ولكن الواصل الذي من إذا قطعت رحمه وصلها. Who is the person who Allah is so pleased with when it comes to Silat al-Rahim? He's the one who, not because you came to me, I'm going back to you. Not because there is a good relationship between me and you, so we exchange visits. That's not Silat al-Rahim. Silat al-Rahim is when someone doesn't come to you, you still go. That is Silat al-Rahim. So when there is a good relationship between family, is that Silat al-Rahim? That is not really where the ajr is. It's good to do that, but it's not. The ajr is, you don't want to come to the wedding of my son, I go to the wedding of your son. You didn't come to visit me in Hari Raya, I go visit you in Hari Raya. You try to avoid me, I know where to catch you, and meet you and say salam to you. Why? Because that person is under the spell of the shaytan and you are letting him. Go, pull your brother. Salaam alaikum. How are you? What's wrong between me and you? Ask him. I hope I did not offend you. And you may find the person saying, no, it's the shaytan. The shaytan, the animal. Nafsu. You know, the nafs gets sick like the body. The body aches, right? We have the flu, the cold, diarrhea, problem here, problem there. The nafs is like that. So don't let your brother become worse and worse. For Allah's sake, shaytan comes and says, hey, don't we have any meeting? He didn't come to visit you. Don't go visit him. You are not doing haram. You are doing exactly what he's doing to you. Don't you have izzah, dignity, might, little bit of respect, self-esteem? Shaytan comes like this. Say no. May Allah curse you. Just say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I will go and visit my brother, my sister, whoever. For Allah's sake. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like that. He was exactly as I'm telling you. He used to visit all of his uncles. And some of them were against him, like Abu Lahab. Till the last minute, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visiting Abu Lahab. Until he was killed in the Battle of Badr. He never stopped visiting his uncle. SubhanAllah. And his uncle was telling me of Allah. Need to understand this, my brothers. In hadith, al-Imam al-Bukhari and Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi and Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on them, that this is hadith Qudusi, hadith Qudusi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak, but actually the wahy comes from Allah himself. يقول الله تعالى أنا الرحمن وهي الرحيم. Allah says in the hadith, the Prophet speaks, but actually everything is coming from Allah directly. أنا الرحمن, I am the most merciful. Allah is speaking. وهي الرحيم, and she is رحيم. In Arabic, رحيم is feminine. رحيم, the womb, is feminine. That's why the womb exists only with females. There is no man who has womb. But now they are trying to convince us that Rahman and man and woman are same. La ilaha illallah. فَمَنْ وَصَلَهَا وَصَلْتُهُ. He who joins it, I join him to me. That's where Rahim is coming from. Rahma. You join your blood, you visit your family, I will forgive you. I will join you to my mercy, Allah. So some people enter Jannah just because of that. Their salat was not that good. Their zakat was not that good. But they were so good to the family. They visit everybody. They go to everybody. They are fine. They are there. If they have, they give. They don't have, alhamdulillah. These people go to Jannah, my brothers and sisters. May Allah make us among them. وَمَنْ أَطَعَهُ Allah says, and whoever cuts it, I cut him from my mercy. That's it. So the Rahmah, Rahim, is coming from Rahmah. Ali ibn al-Husayn, radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidun al-Husayn ibn Ali, Sayyidun al-Husayn, grandson of Rasulullah. He had a son, his name is Ali. And he had a son, his name is Abu Bakr. And he had a son, his name is Umar. And he had a daughter, her name Aisha. How many of us know that? Sayyidina Hussein himself, he had many children. One of them was Ali, like his father. He said, this is Ali ibn Hussein. Ali, the son of Hussein. He said to his son, so great, great, great grandson of Rasulullah, he told him, Ya Bunayy, and I wish we are talking to our children like this. Many parents don't say, oh my son, oh my daughter. Today they say, hey you. You know why our children also are rude to us? Because we have been rude to them. Hey Bodo. Allahu Akbar. This is good parenting. Allahu Akbar. Hey you. He's calling my name. The best way to call a son is Ya Bunay. Ya Bunay Ya Fatma'ana. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. He was begging his son. He didn't say, hey you half-headed son who is giving me hard time. Jump with me into the ship. He didn't say that. Although his son was rude and bad, he said Ya Bunay. Because you cannot give them a chance to say it's because of you I'm bad. It's because of you I am hard-headed. Dad, you never treated me nice. You never called me even son. Same thing for the girl. Ya Bunayyati, oh my beloved daughter. So that they learn, inshallah, to be nice to us in old age. So, Ali ibn al-Husayn said to his son, Ya Bunayy, la tashabanna qati'a rahim. Don't be friends with someone who severes the problem with his family. Don't do that. Do not be a friend with people who cut the relationship between them and their loved ones. Sometimes you are the friend with someone who gives hard time to his father. Do you think this friend will be good to you? Allah, he will never be good to you. We will explain after that.